Thank you very much. Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping our farm news this morning, Canada's two largest operators of rail, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, locked out nearly 9,300 workers after midnight this morning after failing to clinch a late deal with the Teamsters Union. Canada sends about 75% of all the goods it exports to the U.S., mostly over rail, and a prolonged dispute could disrupt shipments of a wide range of goods from that country to the U.S., from grains and beans to potash, coal, and timber. Negotiations have stalled over shift scheduling, fatigue provisions, and wages. Talks continued late into last evening. According to CBC, earlier in the day, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a last-minute appeal to both sides to keep up their attempts to reach a deal. The U.S. and Canadian Chambers of Commerce warning of the potential devastating impact of the stoppage on Canadian businesses and families, but also the U.S. economy. A group of agriculture trade associations in the U.S. and Canada have urged Ottawa to step in, but the government has so far resisted calls for binding arbitration. One of those groups wrote President Biden that a rail strike or lockout would trigger, quote, harmful consequences for American and Canadian ag producers and for global food security. American Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch on 2023 U.S. exports.
We exported $28.2 billion of ag products into Canada, and that made Canada number three, as you mentioned. In the same year, we imported $40 billion of Canadian agriculture products into the United States and import quite a bit of inputs such as fertilizer, and that makes them second, just behind Mexico. Our three biggest pathways into Canada for railways, there's two in North Dakota and there's one in Detroit. So it is well impact some of your heartland states, southern of upper Midwest. This will have a rippling effect across those states as well.
One important note, during the lockout, rail networks in the U.S. and Mexico will continue to operate. One of the largest U.S. unions told members not to cross any picket lines. American soybean growers worried about the feasibility of implementation and the impact of the Environmental Protection Agency's final Endangered Species Act herbicide strategy. Josh Gackel, president of the American Soybean Association, says while there are improvements to the final herbicide strategy over what was first proposed, they're disappointed that EPA chose to leave so many opportunities on the table to make this strategy workable for farmers. The strategy, he says, will cost U.S. farmers billions of dollars to implement and could result in significant new hurdles to farmers accessing and using herbicides in the future. This is Inside Agriculture. It's time for an update on the markets.